fill up some papier. Dr. D. Sergeant Kerr. Today's date is 04/09/2022. Dictation is for Kelly Lowry. Lowry spells L-O-W. Kelly Lowry. Lowry spells L-O-W-Y. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 04/24/1968. This is a 54-year-old here with painful and frequent urination period. Next paragraph, patient stated that she just moved from Ohio to here and was driving and didn't get a chance to empty her bladder as frequent as she would like. I noticed whenever she started, she has pain with urination and has been going more often than usual, period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient denies chills, denies myalgia, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies abdominal pain. She says she has some suprapubic discomfort. She says she wouldn't call it pain, which is relief after urination, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies alcohol, drugs, or tobacco use. Medication is none. Allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 113 over 77. Pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 99.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non tender. Correction. Abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no pulsatile mass, no palpable mass, mild discomfort in the suprapubic region, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves through 10, normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affective normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute UTI. Number 2, dysuria. Number 3, frequency. Number 4, hematuria. Next paragraph. In the clinic, we did a urinalysis. Urinalysis reveals blood, leukocyte negative, nitrite negative, glucose normal, period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated that she has had UTI before and this feels similar. She says Cipro works well for her and would like to have a prescription of Cipro. Next paragraph. Patient was given a following prescription, Cipro, 500 mg, 1 PO BID for 7 days. Number 14, next medication, pyridium, 100 mg, 1 PO TID for 3 days. Number 9, next medication, Diflucan, 150 mg, take 1 PO daily. For one day, number 1, she was advised to full this Diflucan only if she has, only if she started experiencing signs and symptoms of yeast infection, period. In the clinic today, patient received an injection of lincomycin, 300 milligrams IM. She was observed for an additional 15 minutes. She was re-examined and reports no problems with the medication. She's comfortable with it being discharged. Advice to increase fluids to come back if she's worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.